Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday! Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, they're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, September 17th, 2021. It is a Victory Friday presented by Chiniga Mios. Visit MIOScareers.com to view open positions and apply today. Didn't get much sleep, but great game. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Play the music, Valdez. Let's hear it, brother.
Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, everybody, on a Victory Friday.
We do have the boys behind the glass. Drab t-shirt.
Hail to the football team.
And Matt Valdez.
It's Taylor time.
Taylor time.
Wow. It is. There's room in the Heineke Hive.
That yes, Heineke sir. Hive.
Draft told me to come on in.
It's buzzing.
It's getting bigger.
It's definitely buzzing after
all
last
of you
night.
Only fits guys have probably changed your tune because that guy can ball.
Okay.
The honey sweet in the Heineke Hive.
Heineke looked great. I've not changed my tune on Fitz. Still all about the Fitz, but he's not available. So you ride with Heineke. Ride with the guy that you got.
Yeah. Ride with the guy who has done nothing but produce in a Washington football team uniform. Yeah,
albeit a very limited sample size.
Sample size is growing, Cakes.
Sample size is getting bigger.
It's basically three full games.
Look,
he's got.
I don't want to be in the business of talking down Taylor because he was awesome last night. He was fantastic. He's all you could ask for. But I'm still a Fitz guy. He's my guy. But I will cheer for and support Taylor Heineke.
Heineke was asked after the game on the NFL Network if he believes he's earned the starting job. And he said yes, and you can't deny that. And that wasn't a situation, well, when Fitz comes back, we'll see. I'm sorry. If you're just judging him on what he's done on the field, you can't make a switch.
Well, you're way ahead of yourself. I'm not even thinking about that. I'm just trying to enjoy this for a moment and be thankful that we didn't blow this all yesterday. I was watching this game, and we were scoring, and the good things were happening. My wife said to me, "How come you're not cheering?" And I go, "You don't understand. We can't afford to lose. The whole thing's over if we lose. So I'm not really getting much pleasure. In fact, I'm mostly angered. I'm very upset with the defense. Right. We've been sold a bill of goods on that defense." And this was a must-win scenario. Sorry for the Giants. 0-2, as JP had said before the show.
You shouldn't feel sorry for the Giants.
No. I'm just saying this. 0-2, five straight years. They're right. Out of it. It's over. No, you don't come back from 0-2. Doesn't happen. Joe Judge is a clown.
It can happen.
It's but rare.
If
it's
you're
rare.
A Giants fan, you have to be tortured by what you saw last night.
Yeah.
You gave Washington the game in so many ways, whether it's a holding penalty early on that Daniel Jones run. And look, I think we're split in this room. I've always been pretty high on Daniel Jones. Cakes is anti. The guy has talent.
Yeah. Well, we make him look like Josh Allen for sure.
Absolutely.
Every time he comes in here, he does a Josh Allen impression.
For whatever reason, he plays the best games of his life against the Washington football
team. No question. But then to see Dustin Hopkins miss the potential game winner when Heineke gets the ball back and drives in position, only to then have a penalty so he has a second chance. Could you imagine if we were on the other side of it?
Oh, you'd be,
and we were doing a show.
Be outraged.
About a team that could have won for all of those different reasons.
But as soon as you
and
saw,
then the Darius Slayton drop?
Oh, yeah.
But could you imagine being a Giants fan right now?
You're tortured. No. It's a horrible existence.
But here's the difference is between this week and last week. Last week I was also kind of disgusted because last week was the first real eye-opener. Wow, this defense is not as good as we thought. Mm-hmm. And so I was really kind of angry, and I felt like, wow, they could have blown us out. They certainly could have won this game very easily with the Slayton drop and the Jones touchdowns, call back or whatever. We got very fortunate with that penalty, but they committed the effing penalty. I feel like we deserve to win.
The defense is alarming.
Oh, the defense is a big problem.
The fact that they were so bad on third downs against the Chargers, and they allowed nearly 400 points to a Giants offense that looked dead against Denver in week one. I mean, good thing they have the mini bye because this is an early game on Thursday. Because they got a lot of work to do.
Well, can they
ratchet up the defense?
Can they conduct a draft and get new guys in?
I don't think that's possible, but
there's areas for concern.
I like the concept.
But front and center, the headline is Heineke.
Yeah.
The headline is absolutely Taylor Heineke. He balls out 34 for 46 for 336 yards, two touchdowns, one interception. The interception was terrible. And the script could have been totally different if they didn't win the game. But he had a chance to redeem himself, and he did. He got them in position for the game-winning drive, and it's just an incredible game and an incredible story because if you do piece together all the stats that he has under center in a Washington football team uniform, they're pretty damn incredible.
And I'll say this.
And ESPN Stats and Info put out something that he's the first guy since 1978 in the final 5 minutes of the game to lead a team on a go-ahead score, then have an interception, then a game-winning drive.
For all of you donks out there that
he's
are listening,
a baller.
That are still, for whatever reason, in the Alex Smith as a Washington football team player cult, that performance by Taylor Heineke was by far better than anything that Alex Smith put on tape pre and or post leg injury since he showed up in Washington.
Well, the touchdown throw to Ricky Seal-Jones was incredible, and I think we have audio of it. I don't know where you want to play it, Valdez. Where the touchdown to Ricky Seals-Jones, where, you know, he looks right, then he looks left, and then he goes back to the right. He sees he has that matchup, that jump ball situation, and he throws it in a spot where only he can get it. It was just a spectacular play. I rarely curse on Twitter. I try not to. I try to be classy on some level. I just tweet, holy S.
Did you say, and you know what? The people that are questioning his arm strength, and he doesn't have the arm strength of some of the best quarterbacks in the league.
It was a
but he
seed.
Has more than enough arm. Did you see the stat? This is also in ESPN Stats and Info about the probability of that pass being completed.
No.
13.7%.
He threw it on a rope and
the lowest on
he
a passing touchdown
the
this season.
Chance. Like that,
yeah, he took
that's
the chance.
That's a chancey
well,
type
he's going to throw picks because he has a couple that he
but
almost
I like
throws.
The fact that he's aggressive.
I'm with you 100%.
That he's not just, oh, well, here's a guy in the flat. I'm going to take the 2 or 3 yard dump off.
You know what that guy's
he's
done?
He's gripping it and ripping it.
That guy's just, I could just tell you. I guarantee you, he won in high school. You know what I mean? He won in college. Mm-hmm. And he's just an effing winner. Was he undrafted? Yeah. He's a little undersized. Whatever. Doesn't have the world's strongest arm. That guy's been a baller his entire life, and he's unfazed by the moment. I want to hear Taylor describe this throw. I'm telling you, not a lot of guys, or this is what makes a quarterback in this league, the ability to be able to read the field, not be fazed by pressure, and deliver the ball in the right spot.
Taylor, on that touchdown of Ricky Seals-Jones, just explain how you got to that and how you made that throw in that play.
So it was kind of like an all-go situation, and I really wanted to hit Logan out of his break. It was cover two look, but that safety really came down hard. So then I was kind of stuck in the pocket, and I was about to throw it away, and I saw Ricky on a corner, and Ricky probably had, 6-7 inches on the corner. So I'm thinking, hey, let's just give this guy a ball, see if he can catch it. If it's not complete, it's going to be incomplete. So gave him a shot, and he made a great catch, got both feet down, made an amazing play. So it was pretty cool for his first catch to be a Washington football team member to be that. So I'm sure that gave him a lot of confidence as well.
And he's 100% right. We shouldn't lose sight of it because it was all about the quarterback. But it was a spectacular catch and the ability to get his feet down.
Great
awesome.
Catch.
Awesome. Just awesome all the way around.
I mean, for a guy who was only targeted once in the game for a critical catch
to be
like
ready.
That.
Yeah. No, it's big time. Big time.
And, Matt, let me just say this. Scott Turner, thank you. Thank you for targeting your best receiver 14 times in the game.
Yeah.
It's about time.
Yeah.
Give Terry McLaurin all the targets he can handle. Because you know what? He's up to the task.
Yeah.
Eric,
he can handle it.
Didn't you say your biggest attribute for a successful quarterback is to be able to read the defense?
Yeah, be able to go through progressions,
well,
that kind of thing.
That's Exhibit A right there.
Exactly.
Lena, no, and I still remember when he came on the show the first time and he talked about his touchdown run in the playoff game against Tampa. He went through all five progressions. Like, he went through it, and he was like, this is what I saw.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. He's excellent at
that. Well, think about when he explained it even. By the way, all that's happening in, like, 1.5 seconds. But he explained, oh, I saw this. Yep. I want to go here. Oh, but I got to talk. His brain's processing that. See, there are a lot of guys in, you know, I'll never forget when we had Jonathan Niednagel, and he said, Ryan Leaf just couldn't process it. He just couldn't process the information.
Silly
you know,
brain
you know what I mean?
Typist.
Like Ryan Leaf, that's why he went two or whatever he went in the draft.
He had a fatal case of tunnel vision. We all remember that from the interview.
Yeah.
Well, I saw Heineke. I stayed up last night. Too late, but I watched all of the NFL Network stuff. And when Heineke did the NFL Network interview, he talked about that same throw, and he kind of said it here. But he said, when it came down to it, he threw it high because of the height advantage, and he said it was either going to be the play that it was, a touchdown,
right,
or it was going to be an incompletion.
Of course. Perfect. Perfect. But the ability, though, to put it where he wanted it to be. A lot of guys say, oh, yeah, I'm going to throw it to my guy and give him a chance to make a play, and if he doesn't, but they can't actually deliver it consistently. He delivered it consistently. And again, getting back to what Cakes said, he's going to throw some interceptions. Not that he throws YOLO balls, but he just takes chances, small windows. He tries to stretch the field.
There are definitely times when the safeties seem to be, and sometimes they got pass interference.
Yeah,
they got pass interferences out of it, or
no doubt.
You know, the ball might pop up. There are definitely times when the safeties make breaks on some of Heineke's throws where you're like, ugh. But his grasp of the offense, and again, it's just a few games, but I think it's hard to deny it. All the people that were kind of anti-Heineke, they just kept pointing to durability. If this guy's able to stay healthy on the field, he'll make plays.
Well, you notice, I'm not loving it, but they basically kept him in the pocket. They're trying to protect him.
Yeah, he didn't run
they
a lot.
They think if he runs, he's going to be hurt more likely out of the pocket. I don't know if I agree with that.
But he makes plays from the pocket, going back to that Buccaneers game.
I don't think it's his strength. I don't think it's a strength.
He's a quarterback.
I think his strength is freelancing. I'm not saying running like, you know, I don't know, a running back. I'm just saying I like to let him freelance a little more. They're kind of forcing him into being a pocket passer, and he's executing.
I think it's an intangible that he can take off and run, and he has some escapability. But I think at his core, he actually is a pocket passer. Like, you can go back and look at the highlights from the Tampa Bay game, and he was making throws. Three-step drop, five-step drop, even seven-step drop.
He also was making plays with his legs.
I agree.
Yeah.
But he can plant his foot and zip it in there, which he showed on that Ricky Seals-Jones throw. Which, by the way, was he even on the field for another play in the game?
He had one target.
I mean, it was amazing.
To block, but not to catch a pass.
As I was driving in, I was listening to JP's podcast with Mitch and Pete. You know, I just want to hear what those boys were thinking after the game. And Pete mentioned a stat, I can't remember where he got it from, but that Taylor Heineke has the most completions. He has 93 completions in his first three NFL starts.
Oh, I saw that this morning.
More than any player in the history of the league.
I know.
Now, obviously, it's more of a passing league, you know, than the Johnny Unitas days or whatever. But, I mean, in his first three starts, no one in the history of the league, not Dan Marino, who was the kid last, not Justin Herbert.
Yeah,
that's an impressive stat.
Taylor Heineke
has
the most completions in his first three starts.
I didn't verify these stats.
I've been buzzing.
But somebody sent this in to us, and I'm just going to take it as correct right now. I can double check, but he said in the games that he's played for Washington, if you add both the passing and rushing, and the rushing's not overwhelming in terms of yardage, he's thrown for 992 yards, six touchdowns with just two turnovers. If you project that out to a 16-game season, it'd be a combined, and I know it's a 17-game season, but he did it by 16. It would be a combined 5,600 total yards, 34 touchdowns, 11 turnovers. Would you take that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, think you'd take that.
You would. I mean, it's not going to get to those numbers. I like you extrapolating, but, I mean, if he can come close to doing what he did last night on a consistent basis, I mean,
but here's what
he
did. Here's what he did more than anything else. He just controlled the game. He didn't have too many critical turnovers. The one turnover he had was a backbreaker, but I wasn't even mad at him because the only reason why they were in the game at that point was because of what he had done. But he has bounce back ability. The team clearly has faith in him. He has confidence in his own ability. That guy's everything you're looking for in a quarterback.
Yep. All right, let's open up the phone lines. You can call us on the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery. Victory Friday. How sweet it is. Washington improves to 1-1 with the win on the game-winning field goal by Dustin Hopkins. Might have been a second-chance field goal.
Doesn't matter.
That was the reality.
Yep.
It's a dub, and we get to celebrate the win. What do you make of Taylor Heinicke in his first start? 800-636-1067. Your call's next here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And now a 43-yard drive for the win. Good snap, good hold. Kick is good. Washington wins it. A game that saw five lead changes, three in the fourth quarter alone. And this was some game here in Landover.
Welcome back. There it was, the Dustin Hopkins game winner. We are celebrating a win on a Victory Friday presented by Chiniga Mios. Visit MIOScareers.com to view open positions and apply today. Phone lines are open.
By the way, it looked like he kind of blocked that one right to begin with, too.
Yes.
He pushed the first attempt right. And I was like, oh, my God. Is he going to miss two in a row? But then it straightened out, and it snuck inside the upright.
Does Hopkins do the arm bit? I've already forgotten. Like probably half the kickers league, they do their arm, and they kind of like point at the field goal.
I don't know if he does that.
I don't feel like Hopkins. Maybe he needs to add that into the repertoire.
Thank God he made it, because if he had missed it, and he missed two straight, and we had 4 hours of broken sleep, and came in here to talk about a loss.
He wasn't going to miss it.
We would have been super ornery.
Who's backed
today?
The kicker all preseason?
Okay, you can keep backing a mediocre kicker.
Who I backed?
Planting your flag on a mediocre kicker.
Well, I think he's good. First of all, I love kickers.
Okay.
And he's been fine for us. He's not been great, but he's been fine. And he's had, for kicks that count. What is he, 6 of 7, whatever it is, this year? When he missed the first one and the penalty came out, there was no doubt he was going to make the second one.
Oh, I had doubt.
I had no doubt.
Well, well, shorter,
you
too.
Because he's shorter.
I had doubt.
No, but when you give a pro two cracks at it,
yeah,
they're going to make the second
one. I was actually filled with doubt.
Well, if
I
he
was
missed it.
Overflowing with doubt.
If he missed it, he might as well hand his helmet to the team.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then not
I
go
knew
home.
He was going to make the second one.
That player B on the putting green is money.
If he had missed that, I'm with you. Just go to your car with your stinky uniform on.
You know what it was like to me?
Home.
It was like when they call timeout to ice a kicker and he does it and then he misses it. I always know they're going to make that second one. They just do. Now, when they make it, when they ice him and then he has a second crack at it, I don't feel as confident. Because
yeah.
It is more of a 50-50 venture than you know people realize when they're out
there. I mean,
there.
During the drive when they were talking about like a potential like 56-yard attempt, I was like, well, there's no... He just doesn't have the leg for a 56-yard attempt. But, I mean, I guess if you're desperate, you don't have any other option. You have to take
another, it. Another excuse to give Heinicke props, though, for how he managed that last drive.
Yeah.
You know, he managed that drive like he was a 10-year vet. A 10-year vet. Calm, took middle-of-the-field stuff, you know what I mean? Didn't rush. He did a brilliant job. Hold on, you have some audio that you can play, Valdez? Let me hear it.
If you go back and look at the college days at ODU, we ran a hurry-up offense and spread. So that's essentially what a two-minute is. And I did that for 4 years. So I'm very comfortable with it. Defense is on their heels. They get kind of tired. They start playing kind of base defenses. And, you know, we practice for that every day. So, again, you know, for it to come to fruition, for us to accomplish that goal in the game, it was big for us.
He's just a baller. He's just that guy that doesn't care if you respect him or disrespect him or
gamer.
Whatever. He's just a gamer. You know, done it his whole life.
He's a gamer, and if he plays well over this stretch and you know holds on to the job, because if he plays like this, Fitz is not getting the job. He's just not. He's making himself tens of millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's...
He probably already has.
In the back of his brain.
He probably already has now. I mean, think about it. Nathan Peterman is still in the league.
Yeah.
Taylor Heinicke's shown more than Nathan Peterman ever has.
Right. But I mean,
Taylor Heinicke's in the record book.
He can parlay this into a multi-year lucrative deal.
100%.
I mean, especially if he just racks up wins.
Without question.
And the stats keep coming
along with
it.
All right, we have a bunch of audio. But
we're
going to
play those next segment.
I know, I just want to set the table for our audience. We have a bunch of audio, and I want to make sure we get through it. And I wouldn't even mind, Valdez, I'm asking you this on the fly, if at some point we could just play some of these calls coming back from commercial, some of the touchdown calls. Because that would get me psyched.
Yeah.
We just played the
game-winning kick.
I understand.
It would be like he's going back to, is it Metro Men's Health? Was that the spot?
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah, that's be the radio version
but
of
that's,
that.
But that's all. That's all. Just every it'd have to be every break. But some of the touchdown calls, I'll be psyched.
I told him, too, to get the McKissick audio. That was a great pass.
Oh,
great pass.
Fantastic pass.
And by the way, they dropped a 30 spot without Curtis Samuel. Okay? They can do that. Curtis Samuel will help this team.
With Heinicke.
With Heinicke and no Curtis Samuel. All right. Let's go to Randall in Mechanicsville. Randall, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
Hey,
happy
Randall.
Happy Friday to you.
Yep. Yeah, you
Victory
too.
Friday.
Play the music, Valdez. Let's go, buddy.
Hey, so listen, full disclosure, I am a Giants fan, okay? So credit and credit.
I'm sorry.
Rough day for you.
Yes, what JP said earlier is how I'm feeling, is ripping your hair out. Now, Heinicke's a real deal. No denying that, right? I mean, anybody in the league can see that. If you bring that defense, though, next week, Buffalo's going to hang 40. No issue at all. In their sleep, they're going to do it. This false good, this false advertising of this incredible defense, where was that? Where has that been?
Yeah, they, had a couple, they had a couple of sacks. But eventually, they started blocking the defensive line. Now, I'll give credit, and I think Ron Rivera talked about this after the game. In the fourth quarter, Jack Del Rio started dialing up some more blitzes.
Yeah. Finally!
Yeah, finally! Because they rely on the front four.
Because they can't win their matchups.
Correct.
They can't. The front four, they think they're so great. They read about themselves all the time, and they don't make enough plays. They have to trick it up. Do it!
I agree with the unit as a whole, but Jonathan Allen played like a man
he
possessed
did.
He
last
did.
Night.
100%.
That dude was playing.
That might be one of the best games. That might be
night.
One of the best games he played for
And
us.
I'll give them credit. Look, Saquon had one long run.
Yeah.
But there were no holes to be had. That defensive line really played well against the running backs. Now, in the RPO, they struggled. And that's why Daniel Jones ripped off the long one and several other ones.
That's why we're going to be in trouble against Buffalo. We're going to be in trouble.
Let me just say this. The roughing the passer calls as they stand right now, they're outrageous. Because that call on Chase Young, and I understand it's what the rule is, but for that to be roughing the passer is an absolute joke. And I understand they want to bubble wrap the quarterbacks. They're the money makers. People come pay good money to watch quarterbacks play. But if you don't let defensive ends and defensive tackles tackle quarterbacks anymore, then
yeah, the problem was the finish at the end. You're not allowed to pile drive them anymore, and you got to way act like you didn't mean to hit them. You got to
pile driving is one thing, but like if you're falling down towards the earth and gravity is pulling you down, like
you
got to
fall down like this.
You can only do so much to get out of the way.
I know, but Cakes, you got to.
I know.
Montez did it. You got to. You got to do.
I couldn't believe they didn't throw a flag when Jonathan Allen suplexed Danny Dimes to the ground.
Yeah,
but I was glad they did.
Got away with it. Got away with it. All right, let's go to Sean in D.C. Sean, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys? Long time over here. Hope you and your family are doing well.
You
hey,
too,
man.
Thank you, Sean.
You too.
Hey, man, y'all got to stop getting on Heineke, man. Not y'all, but I'm just saying people that's not giving a chance, man. How many quarterbacks we've had in the last couple of years can run a two-minute offense, man?
Right.
This guy knows the offense. As long as he stays healthy, he gives us a chance. And some of the throws was just out of this world, man.
I agree.
But the defense, I agree with the last caller. They have to step up.
No, they've given up. Have they given up 800 yards in two games? I think they're at 800-plus yards in two games.
When everybody last week was saying, they only gave up 20 points. Well, they gave up 29 yesterday, right. And it should have been
to
a
terrible
more.
Offense, by the way.
To a terrible
the Giants
team.
Have a terrible offense.
Listen, I thought we were going to lose that game the entire time. The only reason why I thought we might win was because Heineke seems to have a little special magic in him right now. It may not last long, but he's got it right now. And just looking at Joe Judge, he looks like a loser.
I actually thought.
I just kept looking at Joe Judge. You look like a loser.
I thought Washington was going to win the game. But I kind of thought Danny Dimes was eventually going to have his turnover because I've been sold that he always has a turnover. And so I was like, this is going to be one of those deals where the New York media is going to jump on Daniel Jones because he has this great game and then he has a turnover, but it never materialized.
Yeah.
But I just love that. I'll say this about the defense, and I partly think it's because Jason Garrett was so conservative. But after that interception, really, if the Giants get one first down, the game's over. And they went into ultra-conservative mode where they give the ball to Barkley, who had had no success.
Right,
and Washington knows it's coming at them, and they stuff it. In fact, they stuffed it and really didn't even have to use all their timeouts, which was incredible.
Right.
Because the two-minute drill, they barely used any clock. Like, had they run their read option, they would have used a few more seconds, and maybe they would have been forced to use a third timeout. But that was a terrible sequence by the decision makers by the Giants to just settle for the field goal. And it was great to see Heineke have a chance to redeem himself, and he did.
Yep.
A terrible sequence on the other side on the Washington defense was when, I believe it was William Jackson, just passed off Darius Slayton to nobody in the backfield. And luckily, Jones just put it a little bit off his fingertips.
But no, I mean, as I tweeted yesterday,
that's the heart.
That's on Jay Gruden because of Club J and all that, right? That was the reason why. Let's just blame Jay.
Yeah.
So every time something bad happened yesterday, I just started saying, yeah, that's Jay Gruden's fault.
Right.
We got to blame Jay because that's all we did when Jay was here.
Right, all the penalties.
Yeah,
did they have a ton of penalties yesterday?
Lots of penalties.
It didn't look any different. It didn't look any different than a couple years ago. This team, in a lot of ways, has been vastly overrated. But they got a W that they had to get.
Had to have. 800-636-1067. Who's up?
All right, let's go.
By the way, they almost fell prey to the Graham Gano revenge game yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was amazing.
He was amazing.
He was flawless. Just kicking pure sillies. Let's go to Eddie in Centerville. Eddie, what's up?
Good morning, guys. It's a victory Friday. We won. Jubilations all over. I came to work at 5 in the morning. Everybody was excited. I didn't even know half of them were Washington football fans. It was just a great feeling. Last night when I was there in the section 130, I was surrounded by Giants fans. I was thinking I was in New York for a second. But the whole time I was there, I kept yelling for this defense to come through. Obviously, the Slayton pass wasn't drop would have been a dagger. That time when Jones ran it in and they called a weird holding on the tight end, that was weird, but we held them to a field goal. That was important.
Eddie, real quick, but let me cut you off. You've been a Cam Newton guy, right? You thought that Washington should sign Cam Newton. What are your thoughts on Heinicke? Let's just stick with that.
He played good. He overthrew the ball a lot. Dude, Brown bailed him out a lot. He overthrew the ball.
Okay, so you're not it. Would you hang up on him?
I didn't touch
him. Yeah, I meant to hit the dial tone button.
Did he sail a few balls? Yeah, but he was 34 for 46. Dude. Okay, you take the performance as a whole, it's an A+. I mean, how can you give it any other grade? You know what? I'll give him an A because the interception was hurting and it nearly tilted the game in the Giants' favor. But luckily, they recovered.
Although, he gets Taylor has a pretty good excuse for that if you want me to play it.
Yeah. Well, I heard that Rivera said it was all on Taylor. And the guy that intercepted it, I think was with him in Carolina, probably just read his eyes.
No, well, Bradbury had been toasted most of the game by Terry McLaurin.
Turned inside out by Scary Terry.
Defense does a great job of getting a stop and giving us the ball, and we had a chance to close it out there with the first down and, you know, just the interception. Bradbury made a great play. He was with us in Carolina, me, Scott, and Bradbury in Carolina. He's seen that play before. I think he jumped it and made a great play.
He totally jumped it. I mean, I watched the highlight of it. And he had, I can't remember who was in the backfield. I don't know. Do you remember who it was? Was it McKissick? Or he had somebody in the backfield.
McKissick, yeah.
That he could have hit right there in sort of the flat. But instead, he tried to stick it between two defenders, and they just totally jumped it. And I said it last night. I didn't even blame the kid. He had done everything in his power to keep us in the game at that point. And I thought, if there's a chance that we could get the ball back, when I saw that we got the ball back with 2 minutes, I kind of thought all along we were going to win. I kind of thought all along we were going to win.
You had the confidence.
Yeah, with 2 minutes.
You had the swagger.
2 minutes with this kid, I thought we would be okay.
Yeah. And a timeout.
Yeah. Let's go to Mike in La Plata. Mike, what's up?
Yo, what up, Junks? What's happening? What's happening?
Hey, what's up, Mike?
So, it's all good, brother. Hey, three things I'm over, man. First thing, I'm over Landon Collins. He pissed me off last night. I'm over him.
I'm
definitely stealing money. I'm definitely over the kicker. We should have gotten rid of him 2 seasons ago.
Dude, so far 6 of 7. I think that's right.
I don't care. I don't care if he's 6 or 7.
I'm Team Mike. I'm just bringing the kicker parade on Tuesday. And
just kicked the game winner.
They have one on the practice squad, remember?
You know what? Elevate him.
I don't care.
He went 3 for 3.
I don't care. Okay. He missed the game. He made the game winner, but he missed the game winner as well. Because if that dude wasn't offside, that was ball game. And that's his. He can't kick over 45 yards consistently. But we're gonna keep it moving on that. The last thing I'm over Ron Rivera, defensive play caller. Because why would you wait until the end of the game when you see that your defensive line can't get a push on an anemic offensive line?
I'm with you
so
there.
That's my three things I'm over, man. Straight up.
Thank you. But I assume that's Jack Del Rio making the play calls.
How can they look so flummoxed when Daniel Jones is running the read option? Like, they know that's in his arsenal. They've seen it before. It's happened to them before. How can you not contain that?
I don't know.
Well, part of it is
their linebackers are hot garbage.
Oh, that's I'm sure that's a contributing factor.
Hot garbage. And I'm including the rookie in there who did have one or more tackle, I think, than he did last week. But again, I'll be surprised if he played half the snaps.
Please don't let opposing running backs rush for nearly 100 yards. That should be your mantra going forward.
Well, we're going to have is it Buffalo this week?
Yes, Josh Allen.
We got 9 days or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're in trouble. I mean, that's pretty much a guaranteed loss. But maybe we'll get lucky.
That's way off in the distance.
Maybe we'll
today,
get lucky.
Today you celebrate on a Victory Friday.
Thank God. Thank God you can actually afford to lose that game because of getting that W, essentially stealing
got
that
you
W
some, got
yesterday.
Got some cushion.
Now you have some breathing room.
Correct. Had they lost last night, man, this show would be depressing. We'd be talking about the Jets going 0-4.
I would have considered calling out Giants.
Right.
I would have called out and said, Daniel Jones rushed for 95 yards last night. I can't make it in today.
0-2 doomed seasons. I mean, people can say what you want. They do. You go 0-2, your season's generally doomed. And they avoided it. So maybe you're just staving off the inevitable, but we need that right now.
800-636-1067. You want to call us on the Gambit DC listener lines? Bet. play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery. Coming up next, we'll hear from Taylor Heinicke, Ron Rivera, and more audio, plus more of your calls as we celebrate the Washington football team beating the New York Giants. And by the way, that ends a losing streak against the Giants.
Good.
But you know what streak it keeps 30 intact?
30-29.
5 years in a row starting 0-2 for the Giants.
The Giants keep that streak intact.
How great
for
is that?
For sure. Washington jumps to a 1-1 record on the season. More of your calls next here on a Victory Friday on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
McKissick in the backfield, McLaurin and Milne to the left. To the right, Cam Sims and Logan Thomas. And now they're set. Handoff, McKissick goes into the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! They run the ball on a critical third and one, and it works for a score.
You want confidence in that offense? There you go, D'Angelo.
And that's what Washington did last year. They spread their teams out, made them think we were passing the football, and then it was just inside zone with Antonio Gibson. That's why he was able to have, what, he finished with 11 touchdowns last year?
There it is. We're celebrating all morning long on a Victory Friday here on The Fan. Presented by Chiniga Mios. Visit MIOScareers.com to view open positions and apply today. On that particular play, Taylor Heinicke went to the line and changed the play. It was a check. You can see he's got full comfort levels.
Which play was this?
With the offense, the touchdown that we just played.
The McKissick
run on the goal line. Here's what Taylor said after the game about that play.
What did you see on that touchdown when you checked to the run before halftime? And kind of how much freedom, you know, does it feel like you have in this offense right now?
Yeah, so we called a play where I don't want to give this away, but it was going to be a pass play. And, you know, they call a timeout, and they come back, and there was a three-man front. And there's only about four or five people in the box. So I was like, hey, if we can't run and score a touchdown here, we don't deserve to win. So made the check. It was an easy touchdown. So I'm just glad Coach has the confidence in me to make that.
It's pretty ballsy, but It's obviously the right call. I mean, it made sense. He saw a weakness in the defense. He exploited it.
I know he didn't play the highest Division I football, but he played 4 years of college, right? He played all the time.
And he's been in this system. Yes. Many years.
He's 28 years old. He's been in this league for a while now.
He may not be their first choice. He may not be their second choice. But Heinicke has been in Scott Turner's system many times and now with Coach Rivera. I mean, think about that. He knows Scott Turner's system like the back of his hand. He came on this show and he said as much. And that's the reason why they brought him in, to be a quarantine quarterback, because they're like, we need to find somebody just in case. We want to find somebody familiar with our offense. So they found Taylor Heinicke.
Play this clip again. We played it earlier, but for people that are just getting in their car, play clip 3 where he talks about his comfort level. Because, again, I think we're not talking about it enough, how well he managed that two-minute drive at the end of the game. For a guy who's got his third start in his NFL career,
yeah,
it looked like he'd done it forever.
And it's a bounce back after throwing an interception.
Yeah, throwing a game, you know, a back-breaking interception. It just comes in there calmly. It just, you know, takes little chunks here and there. He managed it so well.
If you go back and look at the college days at ODU, we ran a hurry-up offense and spread. So that's essentially what a two-minute is. And I did that for 4 years. So I'm very comfortable with it. Defense is on their heels. They get kind of tired. They start playing kind of base defenses. And, you know, we practice for that every day. So, again, you know, for it to come to fruition, for us to accomplish that goal in the game, it was big for us.
And we saw a real rarity last night, an exciting Thursday night game, because a lot of these games on short weeks are duds. I know Drab T-shirt's like, this game's going to be terrible. It's going to be low scoring and ugly. It's going to be gross.
Well, but it was 14-10.
Usually
like
it
in the
is.
Quarter.
A lot of times it is. But
there's
last
a billion
night,
points in the last.
Last night,
it turned out
exciting,
to be a silly game.
Fun game. All the way through. Nail biter to the end.
They basically scored 60 points. It turned out to be silly.
God Hopkins hit that winner,
the
though.
The over, they just laughed at the over. The over is like 40 and a half. Just pointed at it and laughed.
Can I want to mostly stay positive. And to me, the headline by far is Taylor Heinicke playing incredibly. But the defense, just as he was talking about that play, it made me think of the one play where Daniel Jones did score a touchdown and they didn't take it back. Because he would have had two touchdown runs. I have never seen a bigger gap between the tackles than when he ran. I don't even think it was a called quarterback draw. I told my wife before it. I was like, he should just run right up the middle. And I don't even know if it was a quarterback draw. It's just a situation where the tackles were out so wide that he just went right through a canyon. What were they doing?
Massive levels of tilt. That Daniel Jones nearly rushed for 100 yards against his defense. This defense is supposed to be the cornerstone of the team. It's supposed to be the unit that leads the team.
They never will.
And they're not.
They never will. God bless them. They never will with that linebacking core. They never will. And the front four is probably overrated themselves. They're good. Maybe they're not great. They're good. And then the back end just didn't have a great day.
They're okay. William Jackson III, he may turn out to be a really good addition, but he's no Deion Sanders. He's not some shutdown corner.
I mean, no.
You can get open on him.
He's 50-50. I mean, you never know what you're going to get with
him. Sterling Shepard is a nice player. Is he DeAndre Hopkins all of a sudden?
No.
Wide open all
the
night.
The middle of the field. Every single NFL defensive coordinator is licking their chops looking at that film.
Well, that's,
you can run read option or whatever you call it, the mesh point crap on us all day long.
Mush point.
Yeah, and then the middle of the field, you could just pick us apart.
Do you know who's going to have about 15 catches next week? Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
Who's going to cover him?
I'm going to just try to enjoy today.
Getting ahead of myself.
I'm just going to enjoy today.
Getting ahead of myself.
That game against Buffalo is going to be ugly.
That game's way off in the distance. It's more than a
week away.
But
it's okay. We can afford to lose that because we won yesterday. And that's why when my wife said, why are you not cheering? And I said, because we, you know what I'm saying? We can't afford to lose.
Right.
Like, there's no joy here. We have to win. It's like season online.
It's all business.
It's like you're having you got cancer all over your body. Doctor's got to pull one out. I mean, he's got to get rid of all the tumors. Right. I mean, we got to win.
I don't know what they can do, really, because when you've given up 815 yards in your first two games, I know that you could say that's a small sample size, but there's no reason for me to believe they're all of a sudden going to be this shutdown defense.
They're not. They can't win.
And they're going to play really good quarterbacks coming up.
If those first two games are against Tampa and Kansas City, okay, I can see. By the way, those are both teams on the schedule. Right. I can see you giving up 400-plus. But one of them was the Giants, who can't get out of their own way on offense.
Yeah.
And they were able to put up big numbers.
The Giants, they're good. I mean, our defense are good, not great. I don't know what to say.
I don't even know if I give them a good tab.
I mean,
at this
think
point.
That's where we're gonna peak at good.
Well, I think that they didn't get not great. They didn't get turnovers yesterday, right?
Definitely not great.
So their strength is the pass rush, and they did have four sacks yesterday, but they didn't force any turnovers, which are the game-changing plays that I think they need.
How many of the sacks were on blitzes that we could tell they were blitzes?
One.
Only the one?
Yeah, and one of them knocked him out of field goal range.
Yeah, true.
So that was a big
sack.
Had
some
By the way, the Giants
play.
Knocked themselves out of field goal range a couple times. Yeah. Just false starts, terrible plays. I don't know the percentage of Giants fans there. I know a lot of people said there were a lot of Giants fans, but Washington fans were loud.
They were.
At the end of the game.
JP said, Finley said he thought maybe 40K total.
40K mm-hmm. total, okay.
Okay, imagine if they lost that. You're, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you could definitely hear the defense chant when Washington was on offense.
Oh, yeah.
On through
so,
the
I mean,
TV.
I'm going to assume right. a third yeah. Giants fans. I mean,
it was loud.
I would just assume a third of Giants
no,
fans.
I know. Our boy, Big Keith, he sent me a text. He was like, surrounded by blue.
Right. It's not shocking.
He was sitting down the lower level, too.
Right.
But I felt like early when I was watching the game, and it's tough. It's just audio watching on TV. It sounded like it was more Giants fans, but I felt like Washington fans really stepped up in the fourth quarter.
They did, and they were loud for, you know, being half full.
And, you know, we can grill Washington for having 9 penalties, and you can say, yeah, can't blame Jay Gruden anymore for 9 penalties, and that's a lot. The Giants had 11.
Yeah.
11. Yeah. And yep. Back-breaking ones. The two biggest, of course, being the field goal, number one, but then the Daniel Jones long touchdown run.
Right.
Which, how fast is he? How fast did he run the 40?
I don't know.
He seems like he's as fast as corners.
No, he's probably a 4.7, 4.8 guy, if that.
The Giants, by the way,
he's got long strides.
We're lamenting about the Washington defense. The Giants defense stinks, too. They've given up 27 and 30 in their first two games. And I'm burying them now. Their next four games, they're home to the Falcons, at the Saints, at the Cowboys, home to the Rams. They'd be lucky to win one of those four.
I just looked at him on the sideline and go, that dude looks like a doofus.
Joe Judge.
Yeah, he was just all he was doing was bitching at the official.
Oh,
the
so
whole
much
game.
Yelling at the official, so much cursing
That's
at the officials.
All he was doing was cursing at the officials.
All right, we'll take more of your calls next at 800-636-1067.
We got the dub.
It is a Victory Friday. But how worried are you about this defense? 800-636-1067. And are you riding with Heineke the rest of the season? Let's say Fitz miraculously comes back in 2 weeks. Wasn't the low end of his stint on the IR? It was like 3 to blank weeks.
I think it's a little higher than that. But I mean, look, if Heineke plays anything like this on a consistent basis, Fitz is just sitting on the bench.
Yes.
No it's one. There's nobody thinking about Ryan Fitzpatrick right now.
Right.
Nobody.
800-636-1067. More of your calls next on a Victory Friday on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.